Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess, and thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get started. Hello, my wonderful friends. How are you? I am doing fantastic for so many reasons. First of all, my mother is in town, and I don't know what it is, but every time she's around, I feel like a kid again. I can just relax. You know, as a single mom, I'm so used to doing everything by myself, and so it's nice to have a little bit of help. And on top of that, spring is here, and I have been loving these warm days. Living in Colorado, I am officially tired of the snow. So we are rounding the corner of spring, and it was like 75 degrees today, which is so lovely. And then on top of that, I'm alive, and there's something to celebrate about that. I think we can become so just inundated with all of our worries and our stress. And sometimes I just stop and think, oh my God, how wonderful is it that I'm breathing and I'm alive? That in and of itself is worth celebrating. I'm also feeling really fantastic because of the podcast that I've created for you today. And I really hope that you enjoy it as much as I loved creating it for you. And it's called the Parisian Lessons That Will Help You Create Anything. Yes, anything. So here's the story. The number was 205. That was the number that appeared when I looked down at the scale many years ago. Between being a new mom, working as a full-time critical care nurse, and juggling the responsibilities of a home life, my body was simply a walking testimony to the state of affairs of my life. And I'll never forget it. There was a surgeon that I worked with in the critical care unit who nicknamed me the blimp. Now, ladies, that does not do a lot for your self-esteem. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And so I came to grips that I had neglected myself and I had to change something. And I was clearly wanting to change my weight. I thought then everything will be fabulous. So there came a day when I slid into a size 2 and it was pure ecstasy for about one day. I like to describe it as what cocaine addicts have said that they experience when they take that hit of drug. It's momentary and fleeting. Yes, I had managed to starve myself and purge my way into a smaller size, but as the addict knows, the rush is quickly replaced with fear and a void. And all I could think about was, what is wrong with me? I knew that I was a smart gal. Heck, I could run code blues and save somebody else's life, but I felt completely incapable of resuscitating myself back to wholeness. Where was that perfect life that I'd convinced myself would be waiting for me at the weight loss finish line? Here's the thing. The way I had gone about losing weight was painful. And now that I was at my dream size, I was scared to death that the weight would come back on. And so it did. I tried every diet known to man. I worked out like Jane Fonda back in the 80s. And here's the crazy thing. I even took pills that would put my body in a fight or flight response, completely ignoring the fact that I had a heart condition and could possibly keel over as a result. I learned the hard way that the only difference between a size 2 and a size 20 is the amount of material in your clothing and the flesh on your body. Emotionally, everything else is basically the same. I knew that I needed something different. Perhaps I needed a teacher, someone to help me uncover what was really going on. But I never guessed that my teacher would be across the Atlantic in a country that ate bread and cheese while washing it down with wine. My teacher's name was Paris. Over the course of my first week there, I came to understand what I really needed, and it was not another diet or fitness plan. I needed something so much deeper. I am excited to share with you the key Parisian lessons that I've cultivated over the years of my many visits to be with my teacher. These are lessons that have not only helped me create lasting weight loss, but have also positively impacted every aspect of my life. Are you ready? Let's go. Lesson number one, true pleasure. Most of us have true pleasure confused with the faux type. True pleasure is not stuffing yourself until you're sick or eating Cheetos out of the value size bag, as I used to do, while watching episodes of Game of Thrones. We may try to justify those actions with a passive thought of, well, it's been a long day. I deserve it. Really? That's what you deserve? Cheap processed foods while numbing out with the TV? Not hardly. You deserve so much more. You know, in Paris, I would savor pot de creme. I would nibble on beautiful cheeses and sip Bordeaux in just the right amount. I spent time reading beautiful novels and stopping into a flower shop to purchase an irresistible bouquet of peonies. I slept 8 restful hours each day. And I took the time to look my best each day before doing it all over again. That was what I deserved. In Paris, I discovered how much a woman needs to incorporate true pleasure into her life. I also learned that true pleasure doesn't always feel good, and it certainly isn't always easy, especially when you're breaking old habits. But waking up the next day feeling good about yourself and excited about your day, that is the payoff. Which leads me to the next lesson. Lesson number two, discipline. Most people loathe this word. I certainly did. I hear you. Discipline for me was synonymous with deprivation. And one thing a person who has suffered with bulimia fears is going without. So I justified my lack of discipline with that good old, I'm so free-spirited, I don't live by rules. But the truth is, I wasn't free. Not only did my inner turmoil and weight reflect this, but my bank account and relationships also showed that my inner toddler was wreaking havoc on my life. Paris taught me that true pleasure requires discipline. One delicious chocolate, divine. 10, painful. The moment you abuse or neglect something, don't fool yourself. Regardless of how good it tastes, it's no longer pleasurable. You're simply back in the pain zone. Living with a lack of discipline is like putting a toddler in charge of your life. You feel out of control and you constantly doubt yourself. And freedom is the last thing you experience. But with discipline, everything changes. Paris taught me that the ultimate discipline is managing yourself emotionally. When you become a disciplined woman, you live your life based on your desires, not your fleeting moods. By listening to and understanding your feelings and not following their every command, you constantly take actions towards your true desires. And that, my friend, makes you unstoppable in your life, in your home, around your weight, business, relationships, money, everything. But there is an important lesson that needs to be paired with discipline, and that's lesson number three, self-respect. A few years ago, I was having lunch with a Parisian friend, and she was eating her dessert, and I asked her, I said, are you going to eat the whole thing? And she was like, no, I have too much self-respect to do that. This was the biggest lesson I learned while sauntering from arrondissement to arrondissement. At the core of my weight issues was my lack of self-respect. You know, I thought that weight loss would give that to me, but that wasn't the case. When you basically beat yourself into a smaller size, self-respect is not the reward. I respected myself less because of the methods that I used to starve myself. So I want you to listen up because this is really important. To create anything you desire requires self-respect ahead of time. It's not the payoff. It is how you create what it is that you want. And that is all about believing in yourself and to see yourself worthy enough to show up for what you say you want. And in Paris, I was able to see self-respect in action. You know, women don't use their children or a stressful job as an excuse to let themselves go. They don't walk around the streets of Paris eating a sandwich while sipping a latte and running a meeting on the phone. And they certainly don't over or underindulge in their meals. They respect themselves enough to care for themselves, to enjoy their lives, and not go crazy with excess. Cultivating self-respect is key to creating a beautiful life. And do you know what else my teacher taught me about living a beautiful life? It's lesson number 4, slow down. For years, I was living my life like a race, chasing one thing after another, convinced that joy was always in the next thing. This approach to life had been a huge part of my weight issue, because when you're going so fast, you don't even remember what you ate for lunch. And so an hour later, you're convinced that you're hungry again. What you're really starving for is a bit of pleasure and sanity, and food will never fill that kind of hunger. The speed at which I was living life meant I was missing out on the truly important things, such as watching my daughter play a tennis match without being on my phone, enjoying a beautiful conversation over the dinner table, or something as simple as lighting a candle each day. These little things may not seem like a lot, but they are the details that I'm convinced our 90-year-old selves will be toasting to one day. In Paris, I discovered that when you slow down, life starts to show you clues that you cannot see when you're going full steam ahead. For example, I remember seeing a woman reading a book in a park, and it occurred to me, Tanya, you have not read a piece of fiction in years. You see, I was too busy reading self-help and diet books. I went on a search for a bookstore that sold books in English, and I bought Pride and Prejudice, and I remember sitting in a park that week and reading it just for the sheer enjoyment of it. I wasn't looking to get an ROI on my investment or to improve. I was simply reading to enjoy. As simple as that sounds, something shifted within me. I made a commitment to make time for those simple pleasures that I'd always put on the back burner, convincing myself that one day I'd make the effort when I had more time. Then I realized something that would change my life forever. I was done with waiting until one day. After a decade of telling myself this, I knew it was a lie. I was going to make today, this day, the day to infuse my life with those little pleasures. And I'll admit, at first I wondered, is my life going to fall apart if I do this? The funny part was that truthfully, it already had. So what did I have to lose? But my life did not fall apart. In fact, it started to come together in a way that gave me so much more fulfillment. By slowing down, my life has sped up in such a much more beautiful direction. The irony, right? And with slowing down, one more lesson became very clear to me, and that's lesson number 5, quality choices. I'm sure you've heard the saying, quality over quantity. Yet, when you believe that joy is found outside of you, you often stuff your life with more in hopes that the next thing will hold the key to your joie de vivre. It doesn't. All you're left with is more crap and a feeling of suffocation. I've studied French women for years, and I want to be very clear. I don't think French women are better than other women. We all have wonderful qualities. Yet, I'm so curious about how she lives her life to be filled with joy, pleasure, and style. And you know the saying, study those who have something you want. So, I noticed how Parisian women do things. For example, while walking through the markets in Paris, I would notice her searching intently on finding the perfect head of butter lettuce. butter lettuce. Most of us just go to the grocery store and grab one and off we go, but she would just pick them up, look at them, turn them around, and then she would find her perfect head of butter lettuce and she would take it home. In stores, I noticed that she studied the make and texture of her clothing. She seemed to put a lot of effort into her choices, and naturally, quality is the end result of those kinds of actions. Living a life that lacks self-respect, discipline, and true pleasure, and one that you're just speeding through it, ultimately causes a woman to lower her standards in life, from the food she consumes to the people she surrounds herself with. The result is often a life of quantity, not quality. So raise your standards and you increase the quality of your life. Paris taught me things that diets don't teach you. A decade later, and I'm happier and healthier than I've ever been, and I no longer suffer from the torment of weight issues. It is truly a miracle of all miracles, y'all, because I never thought I'd utter those words. And it wasn't a diet that got me here. It was by practicing these simple concepts: true pleasure, discipline, self-respect, slowing down, quality choices. Let me paint a picture of my life today as the result of practicing these principles, and I don't share these to brag. I only share them because I want to assure you that there's a different way to live and truly cultivate a well-lived life and a healthy body. So one of the things is I no longer work in my PJs from my home office with a week-old greasy hair and torn t-shirts and sweatpants. Even though no one will see me, I see me, and I have self-respect. And for this reason, I show up differently in my life. The other thing is my bank account is thriving because I understand that a fancy pair of shoes isn't true pleasure when you need to fund your IRA account. When my mind tries to tell me to hurry and rush, I remind myself that there is no hurry. Relax, breathe. I have trained myself to slow down, and fascinating enough, my life has sped up in the most beautiful direction. Also, my business is growing by leaps and bounds because when I schedule something for myself, such as doing this podcast, I have the discipline to show up for it. I'm also surrounded by people and things that reflect what I value most because I make more quality choices in my everyday decisions. I also don't fall apart when things don't go according to plan, and trust me, they often do not. But because I've cultivated discipline and I have self-respect now, I'm able to calmly address what's before me, and sometimes it's not so graceful. You all, this is about progress, not perfection. Let me remind you. But here's the thing. Learning to incorporate these lessons will not only impact your body, but your entire life. So, would you like to start applying these principles into your life? While Paris is always a good idea, you don't have to go to Paris. So, let me ask you this. Are you addicted to struggle? Do you constantly look outside of yourself for the answers? Do you feel stuck in creating a body, business, or relationships that you love? Do you crave more out of life? If you said yes to any one of those questions, it's okay. I've been there, and so is probably everybody else listening to this podcast. And by now, you probably know that I can totally relate. But if you are struggling with any of these concepts and you want to start addressing them, I have something special that I've created for you. It is a free, and may I add fun, video training series called The Three Truths of Elegant Women. And in these videos, I share what I've learned by studying women who had something I wanted, a love of life. And here's what's fascinating. These women were not found in the personal development world. They were found in Paris, my local country club, and in my next door neighbor. During these training videos, I share the not so elegant side of me, the old me that was addicted to drama and struggle, who was obsessed with all of the wrong things, and who definitely did not French kiss life. So if I can do this, you absolutely can. But I want to encourage you to do something. A lot of people just read and listen to things, but it's in the practice of these concepts that your life will change. So I want you to commit to practicing these concepts on a daily basis. If this sounds like something that you are interested in, go to frenchkisslife.com/start now. That is frenchkisslife.com/start now. You can immediately start creating an elegant mindset right now, regardless of the balance in your bank account, the number on a scale, or your relationship status. As one of my favorite elegant women, Diana Vreeland, once said, "The only real elegance is in the mind. If you've got that, the rest really comes from it." Are you ready to start cultivating an elegant mind? Let's do this. Again, head over to frenchkisslife.com/start now. As soon as you sign up, I'm going to send you your first video to get started. That's all I got today, my friends. Have a gorgeous day and go out there and French kiss life. Cheers.